This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Kenyum Ango. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today conducted a ground inspection in Tawang Town to understand on-ground realities for planned, people-centric and sustainable urban development guided by community needs. During his visit around the town, he held meeting with the landowners of Kyanghar village to discuss and plan future development. He also visited the Buddha statue Buddha Park and the Tawang Archery Ground at Tawang to review infrastructure needs. Further, Mr. Khandu applauded the Center for Financial Literacy team of Jang and Tawang for their remarkable efforts in spreading banking and digital awareness to remote communities. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chau Na Men today had a detailed discussion with Ashish Gupta, Executive Editor, Executive Director, NHIDCL, Arunachal Pradesh, and urged to fast-track the construction work of the two-lane national highway connecting Chongkham to Brahmakund. He further said that this vital infrastructure project will significantly improve connectivity and facilitate smoother movement for pilgrims and tourists visiting the sacred Parshuram Kund, while also boosting regional development and tourism in the area. Chief Secretary Arunachal Pradesh Manish Kumar Gupta yesterday chaired the state-level Empowered Committee meeting to deliberate on a project proposal Kiwi as a USP in Arunachal Pradesh under the focused development component of the Northeastern Council. Chief Secretary in a social media post informed that an outlay of approximately ₹40.1 crore was approved by the committee for submission to the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region. In Arunachal Pradesh, after 115 years, Ranunculus trichophilus has been rediscovered in the high-altitude wetlands of Tawang, marking its first recorded presence in the state. Last documented in Sikkim in 1909, this cold water aquatic herb was found near Pitisho Lake at an elevation of about 4,000 meters. Nyabom Bagra Lomu of Arunachal Pradesh has received the Best Handwoven Fabric Designer Award at the National Designers Award 2025 held in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh. Arunachal Pradesh Minister of Social Justice, Empowerment and Tribal Affairs Kento Jinu, calling it a well-deserved recognition, said it is a testament to Srimati Lomu's exceptional craftsmanship, creative vision and tireless dedication, bringing immense pride to the state and community. A training program for counting supervisors and counting assistants was conducted today at Yingkyong, Upper Siang, in preparation for the upcoming Panchayat poll 2025 counting day, scheduled to be held on 20 December 2025. The training program was presided over by the Deputy Commissioner cum District Election Officer Panchayati Raj Upper Siang, Talo Jarang, who elaborated in detail on the roles and responsibilities of counting personnel. The training was imparted by Master Trainer Sanjay Singh, Agricultural Development Officer, and Amit Dheder, ASO Agriculture, who provided hands-on guidance. Arunachal's The Youth Mission for Clean River, YMCR, has been included in the Mountains of Change booklet under Swachh Bharat Mission Urban 2.0. The initiative's inclusion showcases a powerful community-led model inspiring effective waste management solutions for mountainous regions nationwide across India. Since 2016, YMCR has been at the forefront of river conservation in Arunachal Pradesh, mobilizing youths with regular cleanups, awareness drives, and collaborations to nurture a healthier environment for generations to come. To enhance disaster preparedness and safety awareness, 12 NDRF conducted a capacity-building program at Himalayan University, Jolang, Itanagar, benefiting around 260 participants with essential disaster, do's and don'ts. The Indian movie Homebound, directed by Neeraj Ghewan, has been shortlisted for the 98th Academy Awards in the Best International Feature Film category. Homebound is among 15 films that have become eligible for final nominations in the International Feature Film category at the Oscars 2026. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.